So there's a lot of diversity in the system. There's the path diversity from the ability to set up a call through two different cells and do the soft handoff feature. There's frequency diversity simply from the fact that it's spread out over 1.25 megahertz. It's much wider than an amps or TDMA phone. So that if you have frequency selective fading that takes out a notch in the band, you hopefully have enough energy left somewhere else to ride you through. Now, it doesn't always happen. You have flat fading, takes out the entire signal, but it helps enough to be worthwhile. So there's path diversity. There's also time diversity due to the fact that there's forward error correction coding within each frame. But that's limited, again, by the delay constraints in the system. We can't go beyond 20 milliseconds because of the delay constraints. But if there's a rapid fade that occurs, or if there's fading that occurs faster than a 20 millisecond rate, then we can get some time diversity within the frame. So all these diversity factors combine together to make for a much more solid link than you would have if you had a narrowband system talking only one cell at a time.